Philadelphia officials say they'll work to open a controversial safe injection site where drug users can shoot up under medical supervision. And many expect that first site will be in Kensington, the heart of the city's opioid crisis. This troubles some members of local neighborhood groups. They feel the city isn't doing enough to address other problems tied to drug use. For WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Joel Wolfram reports.
And also updates on SMBL's initiatives.
The monthly meeting of Somerset Neighbors for Better Living begins with the usual update on crime stats from Police Captain Daniel O'Connor.
All right, hello everyone. It's always a pleasure being here.
The few dozen people seated in the sanctuary of the Rock Ministries Church listen quietly as O'Connor rattles off figures on theft and armed robberies. Then O'Connor arrives at a topic that strikes a nerve.
As far as the issues with the homeless and the addicts down in the tunnels and things like that.
Residents chime in with pointed questions. They want to know what police are doing to address the chaos around encampments of homeless drug users along Lehigh Avenue. O'Connor replies that officers are patrolling the area and will intervene when trouble starts, but they can't arrest people just for being homeless. That answer doesn't satisfy everyone.
They're having sex in front of the kids. They're shooting up in front of the kids. I'm over it. So, like, my kid's getting on a bus and a dude was, like, playing with himself right there. What am I supposed to do about that?
Exchanges like this have lately become a ritual at meetings of Somerset Neighbors for Better Living, says member Amanda Fury.
They want to come here, ask the police captain, ask whoever they can, and get some motion or some answers.
Residents have a long list of grievances that includes used syringes and human feces littering streets, sidewalks blocked by makeshift tents, and always having to be on guard for overdosing users. These are problems they say wouldn't be tolerated in other neighborhoods. The Somerset group has been meeting with city officials since last fall to plead for more help. But Fury and other members of local civic groups say they're not getting real solutions yet. That makes them highly skeptical of a safe injection site, where drug users can shoot up under the supervision of trained medical staff. The first site will most likely end up somewhere in Kensington. Fury says many neighbors have positions on this that aren't as simple as being for or against.
It keeps getting dismissed as, just not in my backyard attitude.
She worries about a safe injection site making the drug-related problems they're already dealing with worse.
I feel like a lot of the neighbors don't have a lot of confidence that the city is going to take those needs seriously and do things to address them. And that's really important, too, is taking care of the neighborhood.
The city says it's addressing conditions in the neighborhood, removing trash and deploying additional police officers specially trained in dealing with homeless people. And a report commissioned by the city suggests neighbors don't have reason to worry about the effects of a safe injection site. Experts found that the sites can actually reduce public drug use and the amount of discarded syringes nearby, while having no negative effect on drug dealing and overall crime. But they cautioned that much of this evidence comes from just one site in Vancouver that was the first to open in North America. These potential benefits are not changing many minds yet, and residents have long had doubts about the city's intentions for the neighborhood.
This has been a forgotten area for a long time.
That's Elmira Smith, another member of Somerset Neighbors for Better Living. Smith says the neighborhood's problems have been fueled by decades of neglect. Still, she says she would support a safe injection site opening in Kensington in the right location.
Every person is important, whether they're addicted or not. And if this is something that would lead to them getting clean and living a better life.
Smith thinks a safe injection site could gradually turn the neighborhood around if it gets more people on the road to recovery. The city is calling them comprehensive user engagement sites and says they would provide additional services that would encourage users to enter treatment. But others are more skeptical. Shannon Farrell is the president of Harrogate Civic Association, the Somerset group's neighbor to the north. She compares a safe injection site to resources like needle exchanges that were introduced in the past. She says they help drug users, but came at a cost to local residents.
Needle exchange helps them. Great. We're glad that it did. But now our kids run around in a neighborhood full of needles. So they have to come up with a plan that includes us. And what they have said so far doesn't.
Farrell opposes opening a safe space to inject drugs until the city can convince her that it's got the local neighborhood's back. But she admits that a safe injection site could save lives. The city estimates a single site could prevent up to 76 fatal overdoses per year. For its part, the city says it will continue to meet with neighborhood groups and involve them in its decision-making before choosing a location. That could be an opportunity to allay the concerns of many residents who want to help drug users, but keep asking, what about us? For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.